B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Good morning, everybody. Happy, happy Monday to all across the Delaware Valley. It's Easter week. It's Passover week. And it's going to be a difficult one. Before we get into everything, let's give you try to give you some money. This hour's Fast Cash keyword is currency. Enter the Fast Cash keyword currency, C-U-R-R-E-N-C-Y, on the Fanatic app, 975thefanatic.com, or by texting currency to 45911 by 10:15 a.m. We'll call you if you're randomly selected. You win $500. Everyone that enters on our app or website will be qualified for a $10,000 grand prize. Get rules for this company-wide contest at 975thefanatic.com, and good luck. All right. We brace for a very difficult week as the virus continues to grow and spread, and this is going to be the next couple weeks, especially this week. You heard the line, which is, it's our Pearl Harbor moment. And so I just urge everybody to be safe. Do what's right. Stay in. Look after one another. And let's try to get through the next couple weeks in the short term. That said, let's put that aside. And you've been inundated all weekend long with the news and the sobering news and the scary news. So let's go back into our little sports cave and have some fun and remember and think about sports. And soon they will return in some form. The president had a conference call with some of the with all of the commissioners in every major sport, and they talked about how important sports was for the economy, for the people. Just how much it means to have sports back. So hopefully we'll see. I mean, I know there was some talk about whether or not the NFL would start on time. The governor of California said no way. We'll see. We'll see if hopefully it will. Hopefully we can when we'll think about it. But for now, let's dive back into our little sports cave and try to talk some fun and take your mind off of things. First, I want to do is talk about the Sixers, because this weekend I missed the Sixers. I really did. I missed them. I was thinking about them, and I know it was a difficult season. I know I get the feeling that a lot of people were almost happy that the season ended prematurely because it was a lot less angst. But I still wonder if this thing can be fixed. Can we make a judgment that through this season, that we did see a lot of guys in and out of lineup, we saw some inconsistent play from guys like Al Horford. Could it be that this thing can still be figured out, can still be fixed? I wondered that. You know, it's an interesting thing to think about, because I wondered if, you know, maybe, you know, some tweaking, it's not a disaster. That you got to go through the growing pains, and they had some injuries, and playing together was, we talked about playing together and being such a unique squad that they would be difficult to play together. Right? Like that you would be, they need almost more time than usual because of the makeup of their team. So where are we at in the process with you? Where do you guys feel when it comes to the process? And can this thing be salvaged? Good morning, Junis.
What's going on, Ann? How are you?
How was your weekend?
It was good. I tried to keep busy. I moved things some more. I shaved. I have a clean face for the first time since...
You shaved?
Yeah. It's the first time since college I have a clean face. I didn't even go clean face for the wedding.
You didn't?
No.
You went Keanu Reeves?
Yes, I did. So I'm kind of, I don't know, I was bored. And I had been drinking, so I was like, all right, let's shave my face.
So you were drinking, And this, you drank shave?
Yeah, it's clean.
Don't drink and shave.
Yeah, it's probably a good point. I was, you know, we moved stuff into the house. It was a job well done. Job well done. So I had a few beers, and then I went to the bathroom. And I said, "Yeah, you know, there's that one balding spot that I have for some weird reason on my face. I'll just start from the beginning."
Wow, look at you!
So I'm baby face right now, smooth.
Look at that.
Because I was bored. That's what this is coming to.
I'm now. You didn't know. When you see me next, I'll be 6'8". Because 8 inches of the afro.
Oh, awesome.
Because obviously we can't get our haircuts, so my hair is pretty.
Yeah, I've talked to the wife about that. If maybe I let her shave my head, I don't know yet. I have a nice head of hair. I don't know what to do yet, but it's getting too long.
Yeah, well, you just got to keep it out like that. I think that's what you got to do. See how long it's like the playoff beard.
Yes.
I think you got to go playoff beard.
I went clean shaven, so I'll start from today.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
I miss the Sixers, too. This season was so annoying, though, that, like, I don't miss this current team. I think I just miss basketball, and I miss the Sixers in general. Like, I miss the idea of the Sixers. But then as soon as I think about, they could have had a disappointing loss like the Hawks last night. You know what I mean? Like,
I know.
Obviously, the reason why they're not playing is because of what's going on in this world, and that's a terrible thing. And so I'm obviously not happy that the Sixers aren't playing. But I do have a feeling. I don't really feel it, but I'm not going to lie. It's like it's been a bit of a breath of fresh air not having to be disappointed at least twice a week.
Really?
So yeah.
You don't really miss them. Is that what I'm hearing?
I miss the Sixers organization. I miss basketball. I miss talking about games. I said it last week. I would take Ben Simmons' jump shot arguments right now because I'm miserable with no sports. But at the same time, I know that in the span of a week, I could get disappointed at least twice a week because I never expected that run. I expected them to look a little bit better post All-Star break. Remember that game with the Clippers going into the break? I expected them to look better. It didn't help that Ben Simmons gets hurt, so they're not going to look better when he's out. But that run was never coming, and I knew that, and I was settled with that, and I knew that run was never going to come, so I was never really all that excited for each game moving forward.
Yeah. I'll ask you the two questions. Well, first, can it be salvaged?
Yes, it can. And I think it has to happen with a new coach. Plain and simple. Because, listen, you're not moving Al Horford anywhere. Nobody's going to pick up that contract, at least I don't believe so. And even though Tobias Harris was a disappointment a lot this season, and we're still waiting for Tobias Harris to take things over and be a leader on this team because he was paid to be one, and it looks like he really isn't. He might be a nice calming presence in the locker room, but he's not a force on the court. We're still waiting for that. We're still waiting for Joel Embiid to mature a little bit, and it seems like he is. He's doing a lot of great stuff outside of basketball, helping coronavirus relief. I don't know, maybe that helps him mature on the court as well. And that might be a stretch trying to combine the two, but he's doing things that not many mid-20-year-old people would do. So I don't know. I think it can be salvaged, but you have to find some new leadership in there with a new coach and figure things out because there was too much confusion on the court this year.
Yeah, I hear you. Now let me ask you a question. Is there any way that this off time, but what's going on now, that Brett, and I don't know, Brett could be in Maine, could be somewhere, he could be somewhere in Maine with the family, hold up. Could you, and he's probably watching a bunch of tape, my guess is, every day. Would you, is it possible that he can figure this out?
No, I don't think so.
That he has an epiphany.
No, I don't think so.
That he uses this period of time to realize what he did wrong.
I wish I could say yes, but no, I don't think he does.
Would you have an open mind about that?
No, I'm pretty set on, I'm on the, it's overtime. Like it's time for things to be over with Brett Brown.
Something happened and they played this summer where you're not going to make a change over the summer. Would you still have an open mind?
As in like they're going to play a little tournament kind of like just skip ahead to the playoffs?
I don't know. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I don't have the confidence that they even win in round one. Wow. I'll be honest with you, man.
Yeah, listen. I'd want to believe in that, but I kind of hear you. I hear you out. Yeah. You know, I always wanted, my first hope was that they would win a title with Brett as the coach, because I love the guy.
Right.
I really do. I respect him. I really do. Sometimes, you know, unfortunately, it is what it is in sports, and you could point to a lot of different coaches in the NBA, like the West Head and Pat Riley thing, like the Doug Collins and Phil Jackson thing. You know, I mean, Paul Westhead was a good basketball coach. You know, I mean, just couldn't win in L.A. Just needed new blood. He didn't get along with Magic for whatever reason. And you can go through the NBA and really sports, but especially the NBA. And look, you remember the Tony Dungy, John Gruden thing in Tampa.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, it's all sports. And, you know, you just look at Toronto. Now, I get it. They had Kawhi Leonard, but Dwayne Casey goes to Nick Nurse. And I know Kawhi Leonard is a huge help, but Nick Nurse has turned out to be a pretty damn good coach.
No,
they
good
lose
coach,
Kawhi, and they're still top two.
Yeah, he's a great coach. But here's the thing. I mean, let's face it. They win a title only because of Kawhi.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're also the two seed in the Eastern Conference because, and that's without Kawhi.
Yes. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick TO and start this thing. I got a Monday 5 for you. We'll get you. Dr. Mike's going to stop by about 11:50, give you an update. And you need to pay particular attention to your pets, especially if you're a cat person. So we'll talk to him. We'll relive Sixers Rockets today. Probably one of the most optimistic times of the process, would you say?
Yeah, I think that's a fair point.
Yeah. So we'll get into all that. Here's how you join us. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. It's Cuz Radio with the Chewness right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 1021 across the Delaware Valley on a beautiful morning, sunsplash morning. Couple things I want to get to as we have you on this Monday. You know, you heard my Sixer start to begin the show as. And one of our guys on Twitter has actually one of the questions for the Monday 5, and he didn't even realize it. Read what was just tweeted to us.
Yeah, this is from Todd. He goes, I'm glad they are done. They're the most frustrating team I can remember.
So, a brilliant by Todd, because he tapped into the Monday 5 unwittingly. Yes, Junis. That is question number one of the Monday 5. The most frustrating team in your lifetime, Philadelphia Sports.
That's a tough one.
The most frustrating team. And so it's funny. Listen, I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I based it off of Sixers this year.
Right.
They're not my most frustrating team. However, I can understand where Todd's coming from. Question number two. Give me something that you discovered this weekend when it comes to a TV, you know, something to watch that you discovered. So I'll tell you, I watched this show. My wife watched. It's, I loved it.
Tiger King?
What's that?
Tiger King?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I'm a big fan of, like, I love the travel show. You remember I was a big Bourdain fan.
Yes.
I love the travel show. So Tab's like, you got to watch these guys. And the show is called Two Greedy Italians.
All right.
And they're two, like, old dudes. Like, they're in their 70s. And they went to England to work, became chefs. And then they went back to Italy. And they had this whole season traveling, the two of them traveling throughout Italy. And they're awesome. They're fun. And they're great chefs. So between the food and the sights and the wine, all that stuff. I love that stuff. It's a great, like, take-me-away show. So that show, if you're interested, is called Two Greedy Italians. I watch it on YouTube. Because YouTube's amazing. You can watch anything. YouTube is an incredible thing. Would you agree?
Yes, I've been using it often.
Well, that's why. Because recently. The old games, right?
Yep.
It's unbelievable. All right, question number three is, give me your most, the sport you miss the most and why. Okay? The sport you miss the most right now and why. What's yours?
Oh, it would be baseball.
But why, though?
It's not only my favorite sport, but I missed out on opening day.
Right. Like, it's got to have some sort of reason.
Yeah. I mean, I missed out on opening weekend. Like, Saturday when I did this show in the morning, I talked about how much I missed basketball because even though the Sixers have been frustrating this year, I love playoff basketball regardless who's playing. Playoff basketball is incredible. But we wouldn't even be at the playoffs yet. We'd be right around the corner from the playoffs. I missed opening day, the opening week in baseball, all the festivities. Like, that has already passed. And whenever they open things up again, it will be awesome. It'll be special. It'll be tremendous. But there's something about that first weekend in baseball, in Major League Baseball, not just for the Phillies, but all teams. And I missed out on that this year. So that's huge for me.
We could have Phillies Jays tonight. Phillies Toronto tonight.
Wow. See, you're paying attention to the schedule. I'm not. I can't do it.
Yeah, it actually is cathartic for me.
Yeah, I can't do it.
I do the show from my desk, right?
Yes.
And I have the schedule on my desk.
Okay, well, that helps that it's right there.
So I see it every day.
I couldn't do it. I can't look to it. Look at it. Every time you bring it up, I'm like, oh, man, it stinks.
I like it. I mean, I don't know. I find it comforting, to be honest with you. Question number four is this one. You get to escape into a television show, into a new reality. What is the show you're going to escape into?
So you're part of it?
Yeah, you're in. That's your new life. Is it a show? All right.
Okay.
Same thing with that. Like, you can escape into Ozark. And you could be part of the Bird family.
Which I started watching.
I know.
And I love it.
It's a great show.
It's a great show.
Where are you at?
I'm still season one because she doesn't like watching that kind of stuff, right? Like, she likes the...
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, I told you this before. Because everything that's going on, she wants funny and, like, you know, doesn't have to pay attention, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So
the other problem, too, is she's in the heat of battle as a nurse.
Oh, yeah, so I'm letting her pick.
So I can't... You know, listen, she deserves... You're right to do that.
I've handed her the remote.
I applaud you for doing that.
Well, thank you. But today, she's working until, you know, 8 o'clock. So when I get home at 2:30, I'm just going to watch what they're like an hour long. So I'll be able I'll be able to watch at least 5 episodes.
So you're doing solo Ozark.
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, who else am I going to watch it with?
Right.
No, I mean, my dog's watching with me.
Yeah. It's a great show, isn't it?
Yes. So I think I'm 5 episodes into the first season, and it is great.
All right. You get to escape into a TV show. And number five is you get to have an audience with anyone you want in the pandemic in Philadelphia sports. All right. So it's like you're there. It's like you get Everybody's got the downtime. Everybody's sequestered. And you get the an audience. And you get to spend, you know, uninterrupted audience with this person in Philadelphia sports. All right?
Oh, like this is your roommate, pretty much.
No. This is your audience. Like, you get to ask questions.
Oh, okay.
You're uninterrupted. This is not like you're going to go pal around with play video games with Ben Simmons.
Right.
If you want an audience of Ben Simmons, you can. But this is, you get an audience with him. So it's like an audience with the Pope. You get whatever answers you want. All right.
Okay. So this is one-on-one.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Social distancing. You're going to sit 6 feet away from this man on the couch or this person, and you get real answers.
Real answers. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of real answers, did you see what that OJ Simpson tweeted on April 1st?
Oh, my God. I did not.
He tweeted out, "I did it, # April Fools."
Are you kidding me?
So talk about getting real answers. Yeah, he's a J.O., that guy.
He's more
switch
than
to
that.
The O and J.
He's just a really. You really?
Like, come
you're
on,
right.
Dude.
He's an off jerk.
You're gonna go to Twitter?
Off jerk Simpson.
Yes.
That's awful.
Yeah, it really is.
That is heinous.
Like, come on, dude.
That's evil. Wow, OJ, off jerk Simpson.
And even if you didn't do it, somebody responded perfectly saying, like, "All right, dude, even if you didn't do it, you're still making a joke about, you know, your girlfriend's death."
That's awful. I mean, that's just evil is what that is.
So I would like to get some answers from him.
Yeah, that's completely evil. Yeah, that's terrible. Well, you can come up with someone better.
Yes.
So there you go. That's your Monday 5 for today. I think that's a good one. So we'll give you that. And then, again, we'll start off with your Sixers. And Doc Mike coming up at 11:50. And there's also a football thing I want to get to. Tomorrow, we're going to go heavy draft-wise. So just FYI, a heavy draft for tomorrow. All right, let's, without further ado, hit the phone lines at 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. It is Monday, April the 6th. Let's get it started with Nick in Collegeville. Nicky, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Gentlemen, man, how are you guys doing?
Hello, Nicky.
Dude, I hate weekends. My weekends are great until I run out of content to listen to, so I literally cleared out. So I have a backyard, but then I have a fenced off area and like a wood, like a weeded backyard, like with, you know, vines and stuff. And so I went out there to clear everything, and I ran out of listening content, because I listened to anything that I missed all week. If I missed an hour, Mikey missed or something, you know, I just have my headphones on and listen to it. So by
That's
Sunday
awesome.
Afternoon, I was, you know, just, I can't wait till 10 o'clock on a Monday.
Oh, well, we appreciate that, brother. If you're looking for something to watch,
yeah. Dude,
do me a favor, because you will love it. It's called Two Greedy Italians.
It's funny, because when you were talking about, you know, your wife saying you got to watch this, there's so much content on TV. So every 4 days I Google, you know, what should I watch on Amazon? What should I watch on Netflix? What should I watch streaming? And there's like 900 shows. And just when you think everybody covered every show possible, you come up, you know, you or somebody else comes up with another gem I've never heard of.
Yeah.
Because there's so much. Is this the best year? Is this the best lifetime content?
Oh, my basically? God. I mean, think about it. Here's the one thing I refuse to do, and, you know, forget the seriousness of this stuff, but those of us that are home, right,
yeah,
and are doing our stuff from home, I can't complain about social distancing when you have all this at your fingertips. When it, you know, I just think back to 1918 and the Spanish flu, you know, what'd they have, right?
Right.
Tic-tac-toe and a couple of books, if you're lucky.
Right. In between world wars and between, you know, devastation and famine. And, you know, it's, so that's why that Italian was 104. God bless him, man. Listen, so your first question falls right into, my topic today. So, I apologize if it seems like I called in right away when you mentioned Ben Simmons. I'm not Jeff from Camden, all right? Don't put me in the Jeff from Camden bracket of 64, you know. But look, like Tuna said, the most frustrating season. I would make it a tie. Chips last year, the Dream Team, and this Sixers team. I'm done with these guys. I'm literally done. I was done with those other two teams halfway through the season, you know, and Tuna brought up, oh, the Clippers game, which seemed like, wow, that shows potential. To me, that Clippers game was the Kelly Patriots game. Kelly wow. in Foxborough, and it was the only highlight of the season. It was like the last gasp. You know, they get that great win on the road yeah. against the Super Bowl team. But at the end of the day, the team was trash. So I will keep player status quo for the Sixers. But you know what I need brand new? Our buddy Brett. I just need Brett to, you know, stay in Australia or, you know, buy a house South Jersey, Mulgale next to you. You guys can talk, you know, X's and O's and West Coast basketball. But I can't do any more, Brett. I mean, I really can't. And we won't talk about his personality. Everybody loves him.
I hear
wasted talent, man. Yeah, I mean, how right. much wasted talent have we seen in our lifetime in Philadelphia?
Right. Listen, you're right. Like, listen, if the thing ended today, you got to go with a new. We got to go with a new voice. I hear you. I get it. I understand exactly where you're coming from. You know?
Look, every great coach, like you said, every great coach, you said this many times, every great coach gets people stop listening to players, stop listening to them. Yeah. It happens. It's natural. That's why you don't listen to your parents when you're 16, not because you think you know it all. It's because for 15 years, you've been listening to them. And at 16, you have four more brain cells, and you think you know a little bit more, so you're tired of listening to them. But then 30 years later, you're like, man, I wish I could have spent another... You know, 40 years with my dad listening to him or my mom listening to her.
No, it's a great analogy. It's a great analogy, Nikki. It's great stuff. Guys, really is. Great
have
analogy.
Fun, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. That's a great analogy, you know, about that. And it's that's true. That's why, like, I give you my own personal, like, you know, I really like the man a lot and I respect him. But, I, you know, you guys are right. I mean, I get it. I mean, completely. You can't have... A year like this, you can't have it.
When you were handed so much.
Yeah.
Now, again, they didn't have shooting, and they didn't have much of a bench. So you can look to Elton Brand on that and not Brett Brown. But still, I mean, when you have Al Horford speaking out saying, I don't know what my role is early, and then it continued, and then I get it. Glenn Robinson III, shut your mouth. But he was there for, 2 days, and he's already speaking out. I don't know my role here.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a bit of a problem. Alec Burks, they make the trade for Alec Burks, and he goes, yeah, he's going to fight for some minutes. What do you mean, Brett?
Yeah.
What do you mean fight for some minutes? He's already the best player coming off your bench.
Yeah.
Boy, you going to give him Howell Neto more minutes?
Yeah. No, I agree with
there
you.
There was like a disconnect almost with him and Elton.
No, listen, I'm with you because I thought the same thing. You know, the fact that it was pretty damning that Robinson didn't know his role. I mean, I agree with you, shut up, but don't talk about it in the media. But you gotta fix that. Like, that can't be it, you know?
Yeah.
There's no way in the world. And then the other thing is, we knew that the bench was thin because... We kept saying built for 16, right? Like, we knew that, you know, when you have that, they had the most talent of anybody in the starting five.
Right.
So you're not going to have everything. And we also knew that bench help would arrive at the deadline, which it did in the form of those two guys, right? I'm about to say that they were the end-all, be-all, but you got some credible guys at your bench. And then how come Mike Scott just completely fell off the planet, right? Like, how come he was just did nothing? How come?
Yeah, nobody wanted to say anything.
Ennis didn't do anything, right? Like, there's a couple things of those guys. Now, again, was it style? Does he have to have shooting to win as a coach? Like, I understand that in this day in the NBA, but they never truly, I think, committed to bully ball.
You're right. No, they never did.
Now, I'm not saying it was going to work, but I think you had a better chance if you truly committed to it. And again, that is no matter what the defense is doing, attack, 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 attack the basket, draw fouls. If you draw enough fouls and you dominate the glass, then you're going to be living at the line.
Right. And it wasn't something that we expected all 82 games, but it was something we expected more than just game one.
Right. Right. No, that's true. Let's go to Les and Ambler. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Lester!
Yo, cuz, how you doing, bro?
How you been, my friend? How's it going?
Hey, I'm still here, vertical and breathing, man. You know?
First off,
I got to say, your station and everybody there are doing a fantastic job of keeping us sane during these times, man. And I really appreciate it, cuz.
Thanks,
you know?
Listen, thank you. I appreciate you. All of our listeners, man, this is where we're together. They're not lying when they say this is our Pearl Harbor moment. I mean, this is very real. This is stuff that's going to be written in history books that we're living through right now.
For sure, man. And, you know, I'm an old guy, so, you know, I've seen a lot, but, like, this is something that's surreal, really. But
how'd you saw the football player?
Oh, he's doing great, man. He's a lawyer now. He's doing real good. Yeah,
oh, that's fantastic.
Temple Law School. So, you know, he's doing good.
Dude, you should take a bow, dude. You raised a lawyer. A kid, your boy loved football. Did I remember him? I remember you living, giving me updates with him.
Yeah, back when he was small. Yeah, you're right. Hey, but I can't take all the credit. His mom, his older brother, you know, his grandmothers, you know.
That's awesome. Takes
a village.
Amen,
but look, cuz, you know, one of the main reasons I called is I just learned this morning that Bobby Mitchell passed away and also Tom Dempsey. And unlike you young guys, you know, I can remember them guys, you know. Bobby Mitchell, guys. You remember my Ultimate Football League? With all my cards in it?
Yes, I do.
I got Bobby Mitchell's rookie card, man. You know?
Really?
Yeah. I found it one day in a card shop. I'm like, holy crap, there's a rookie card, man, for a Hall of Famer. To me, that's a valuable card, you know?
Bobby Mitchell. What position did he play?
He started off with the Cleveland Browns in the running backfield with Jim Brown. And then they traded him to the Washington Redskins. I was just reading his obituary, you know, when he went to the Redskins
in the early '60s. Receiver? Is that what it was like? Was he like
that's
that?
When they switched him to flanker back. Yeah. You know, with Sonny Jurgensen, man. Yeah, I remember as a kid looking at his stats, man. His stats were off the board back then in the '60s, you know.
I didn't know this. Bobby Mitchell was the first black player for the Redskins.
Yeah, really.
I didn't know that.
Preston Marshall, man, that dude, he didn't want no black players south of the Mason Dixon line.
That's
man.
Amazing, man. I can't believe it. That's outrageous.
Yeah. And another reason I called, your second question about the TV shows.
Yeah.
Saturday morning, I watched that Peyton Place all day long.
You know what? I heard it was free, right? On ESPN2.
Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, my buddy Joe Ben told me. He said it's unbelievable. Is it that good?
Oh, yes, indeed. You know, every episode was just as good as the previous one, you know? Now, I got to tell you this one episode where him and Eli sat down for dinner in New York, and Peyton's kind of congratulating him as his younger brother, how tough he was, et cetera. And they showed some old film footage from when he was a kid. You know that face that he has?
Eli face. Yeah.
He had that face when he was a kid, cuz.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. You wanna punk that kid?
I kid you not. If you check out that episode, that face has been with him since birth.
Man, that's great.
I found it funny the way we used to, you know, get in his case about the face. He couldn't help the face, man.
Oh, he was born with it. That's classic. Yeah. That's great. I heard it was a great show. And I know Peyton is such got a great personality, man.
He went through like how the football had changed over the years. Oh, let me tell you this one real quick.
Yeah.
That frozen game with Green Bay and Dallas back in the '60s, right? Lombardi used to always have a party in his house, you know, downstairs, right? Now I remember watching that game, and after the game was over, I don't remember seeing this, but some kid ran up and snatched his hat off his head. Lombardi turned around in an instant and went after that kid, got him in a chokehold to get his hat back.
No.
So later, Yes, yes. Because Peyton and Favre were in his house watching this film footage and commenting on it, right? And then they go to some other film footage where he's in his basement at his bar entertaining his friends. And somebody asks you, yeah, that kid snatched your hat. Did you get it? He said, yeah, I got it. And his wife asked him, did you hit him? He said, yeah, I hit him.
Oh, that's great. You got to be kidding me. Now, that,
I got to
check that out. That's Peyton and Favre talking about Lombardi. Oh,
yeah,
my God, man.
Yeah.
That's great stuff. Thank you, Les.
Love you, cuz. You got
love you, buddy. Be safe, man. Take it easy, brother. Judas, you got to get me that. Can you get me that? Can we play that? I don't know if it's available. That little snippet of Peyton and Favre talking about Lombardi? That's got to be, that's all. I'm in on that. Are you in on that?
Yeah. I'll do some research and see if I can grab it.
That sounds interesting. Did you watch any of it on Saturday?
None.
I heard it was really good.
Quite frankly, I didn't even know it was on.
Yeah. Yeah. Joe Ben, my buddy Joe Ben said, you got to watch, It's great. So that's cool. All right. Let's see. Quick TO 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Got a couple open lines. You want to chime in on this Monday, April the 6th, Cuz Radio with Chudas on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Oh, welcome back. Crazy, man. Just absolutely crazy. Chudas and I just kicking it around. We're in strange times.
Grow a bomber.
Yes. How about grow a bully? How about that, Brett? Would that have worked?
How about grow a winning streak?
Oh, I know, dude. I know. I hear you when you say it, and you're not wrong. You know, I'm a little, emotionally attached.
I think this may have been the most frustrating season in my lifetime for a sports
In your lifetime?
Season. Yes. Because you can't be frustrated when you know a team stinks, right? So last year, I was frustrated with the Phillies, but I think I just hated Gabe Kapler more than I hated the team.
There were a couple Phillies years, though, that, damn, man. Like, they had something, and they got nothing at the trade deadline. You know, like, got a couple relievers.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was the one last
year. That was
year.
The Ed Wayne, early 2000s.
Right.
When he got, like, I forget the guy from the Mets. He sucked. There's two bad relievers they got. And then last 2 years, I mean, they don't get anything. They don't get pitching. When you had a chance to get pitching, you didn't get it.
What do you mean? They got a Jason Vargas. The Mets paid them to take him.
Yeah, man. Like, that's just awful.
They literally gave the Phillies Jason Vargas and paid six of his $8 million left on his contract.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. Right?
But then again, like, I didn't have high hopes for them last year. I did not think they were going to make the playoffs last year, and they didn't. Like, this year, I expected the Sixers to be a top three seed.
I know.
And it was always something with this team. Always something.
It was always something. It was.
And I never got really frustrated with the Thad Young era, right? The Iguodala and...
I did. I got frustrated in that... not for my expectations.
You're frustrated with the organization, I think,
yes.
More so.
Yeah, correct. Yes.
Like, I'm frustrated with the on-court stuff.
Yes, I agree. I mean, I'm, like, living and dying with it every day.
I think I got frustrated a lot during the Hackstall era for the Flyers.
Well, you got frustrated again with the organization because they just weren't they weren't even interesting.
Right.
They were the height of mediocre. Which was bad, like just below mediocre. Nothing worse than that. But I agree with you. This is definitely a top five frustrating season. But there's still the caveat, built for 16. As much as you could say, I don't think they would have done anything, you still don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. They wouldn't have done it without Ben, that's for sure.
No. But again, remember, if Ben comes back, what are they? You know, do they have a shot? Because the one thing, remember, they did not play a lot of games. What was the total, the final total of times they play with their full lineup?
Oh, that five together?
Yeah.
I'll scroll through. I'll go through the lineups from each night. But it wasn't much. Like, it was under 20.
You're right.
And I understand that. I mentioned that multiple times, but I don't know. It comes to a point where...
No, listen, you're right.
Figure it out.
You're right. It's not an excuse. It shouldn't be an excuse. I agree with you.
Like, when you're missing Embiid or Simmons for a stretch of time, okay. Like, if it's, Al Horford missed three straight games. You know, I don't like that as an excuse. If you miss Tobias Harris for a few games, okay, I get it. He's supposed to be your scoring threat, but how often did he really show up? Not that much. It was crazy how much they missed Josh Richardson.
I think, yes.
When he was out those five games. They went 1-4 during that stretch.
I think a couple things. I think Tobias needs to be more selfish.
Yes.
Ben, we know what he needs to do. I think Joe needs to play in a rhythm, and the shape thing's obvious, but he can't get frustrated too early. Embiid, if there's one flaw with him, he's too emotional.
His head's down and midway through the first quarter if things aren't going his way.
Right. That's right. He's like, you know, he reminds you of like a spoiled kid. When things are good, he's the man. He's having fun. He's doing his thing. But, God, when things are bad, he's horrible. His body language is bad. That's what he needs to grow up in that manner.
Yeah, I remember he talked about not having fun on the court.
Yeah, it's like, dude, stop being a mug.
It was a petty interview or post-game interview, right? Yeah. You know, I was told, I'm having too much fun. Right, or I'm not having fun anymore. It was after the Karl Anthony Towns fight.
Yes. I agree. And I think that was that's his biggest problem. Because, you know, we know he's got transcendent ability, right? And listen, I'm not saying it's his fault on the floor. There are times when he needs to touch it. Like, big man needs to touch the ball. I'm on board with that. But you can't just always use that as an excuse to be a mope, right?
Yes, I totally agree with you.
By the way, as we expected, the British Open, which was scheduled for July 16th to the 19th, has been canceled. It's the first major to be canceled since 1945 because of when the all the majors were except the PGA Championship were called off because of World War II. It's the 13th time the Open has not been played since the tournament began in 1860.
Oh, my God.
All but one of the previous cancellations were attributed to either World War I or World War II.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? Talk about sobering, right? Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Aaron in West Philly. Aaron.
Hey, can you hear me?
I got you, Ar.
What's up, cuz? How are you?
All right, baby. What's going on?
You know me, man. Just weathering through the storms, man. You know, just taking it easy, navigating, you know. I like some of your five that you gave, and I got to start with the team that frustrates me the most, and I got to build up to it if you give me a chance, Ann.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm nostalgic, so I always go back in the day. My little heart was broken in 77 when the Sixers lost up 2-0 and then lost 4 straight. What frustrated me the most when Doc said, we owe you one, right? Because I was looking for that one for so long.
Yeah.
Okay, so 82, do you remember that slogan?
Yeah, I do. I remember it, man.
Yeah, 82. So now you get
he had his hand with the number one signal.
Yes, we owe you one. And and I was so in love with Doc that, you know, I just thought that he was going to get that one. So now let's fast forward, 82, 83, and Moses comes in and he says, four for four, you know, all that.
Yeah, four.
And then we win the championship. I love it, but I'm so frustrated that's the only one they won. That frustrates me the most, man. We needed a dynasty there, at least two.
I agree.
So we can be mentioned with Houston Rockets.
There's no reason why. Yes, yes.
You don't hear the Sixers in the 80s. You don't really hear that.
No, I agree. And you know what? You're right about that. Yes, I agree, Ar.
Yeah, right, man. It really frustrates me that they didn't keep on. They got swept, I think, the next year by the Nets, man.
They did.
Got
the first
swept.
No, they didn't get swept.
But they swept.
No, they lost.
The fifth game.
Okay, Doc said before the game five, which was at home, right?
Right.
He
right.
said mail in the stats.
Right, right.
and there's no way in the world we're going to lose, right? And we lost.
Oh, man. It killed me, man. I mean, always wanted dynasty in Philadelphia, man. And that leads me to Brett Brown and these Sixers now. That Brett can't do it for us no more, man. I mean, I don't know if he lost it in the locker room, but I'm looking at some of the older games. You know, the older games, come on now. And his coaching wasn't that great then when I'm looking at it. You know what I mean? He's subbing the wrong people in at the wrong time. He's just doing things that kind of baffles me, man. You know, even back then, you know, he has shooters on the floor. Then, you know, and for some reason he'll put Ben in and then take Joe out. I've seen a lot of that.
Yes.
It wasn't playing together. I'm like, what is he doing?
Yes,
Joe's
yes.
back in there with Ben.
Yeah.
You know, it was just, you know, he frustrates me still to the day now. I used to love Brett. I used to, like, he could, you know, I just lost it for him, man. And I can't bring it back, man. We have to move on from him.
I hear you,
bro. You know what I mean? We have to move on from him, brother.
Like, I get it. I mean, I listen to you. I listen to Tunis. Nikki, all of our guys. I get you guys make great points. I mean, I hear you.
Right, yeah. But that team, that frustrating team right there, man.
That's a great one.
I wish we would have had more championships in the city, and just a little more. Guys.
I'll give you another one. How about the Phillies?
The Phillies, man. The Phillies.
They should have one more.
Yeah.
I can't believe the four aces didn't win.
That was close number two, the Phillies. Yeah. You read my mind, brother.
Yeah.
Close number two.
I gotta give you more, man. I got to give you a game in our movie line. Cousin Joey's top 64 movie lines.
Right.
Let's go to the sports region. And let's go. It's the 2 versus the 15. This is the last game in the first round of the sports region.
Okay.
The 15th seed is the movie Slapshot. Take a listen.
Yeah.
Brought their toys with them.
They brought their bleeping toys with them.
Yeah, I like that.
And number two seed, A League of Their Own.
There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Who you got?
Overrated. There's no crying in baseball.
What?
Overrated.
What?
It's
really?
Overrated.
You're
going
Slapshot and it upset.
It's overrated. I'm giving the upset.
Wow.
It's overrated, brother.
There it is. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, brother.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.